hearts that cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
Maybe we'll never be seen together at night on a crowded street. I may never reach across your body to kill the light when you're asleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone. But I can touch your hand accidentally and take that moment home. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Northeast and Midwest bracing for a scorching heat wave this week. ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore.
Heat has now expanded from the southwest into the southeast, and it's making its way into the northeast. Excessive heat warnings, Detroit, Indiana, and then we have excessive heat watch in effect for places like New Jersey and parts of New York.
Low humidity and warm weather in California feeding wildfires, and an early start to the burning season in northern L.A. County. A 15,000-acre fire is causing evacuations. The Israeli military announcing a daytime tactical pause in fighting on a key route in southern Gaza, enabling more aid trucks to get in. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced he's disbanding his war cabinet after the resignation of two key members. A Brooklyn, New York pastor that was dubbed the Bling Bishop for his ostentatious displays of wealth was sentenced today to 9 years in prison for various financial schemes, including stealing from one of his own parishioners. This is ABC News. Keith Papini, the ex-husband of Sherry Papini, the California mother who faked her own abduction, speaking exclusively to ABC News about the hoax.
She made us all believe that her story was true.
Lying to authorities, claiming she'd been kidnapped by two Hispanic women, when in fact, she had been staying with her ex-boyfriend. She was eventually arrested and was convicted of lying to a federal officer.
Sherry Papini vanished after going for a jog. Police spent 4 years searching for Sherry's supposed captors before DNA evidence led to a break in the case. She served 10 months in prison for her actions. McDonald's is scrapping its artificial intelligence drive-through ordering program after some mishaps. The company was testing AI to take orders at some restaurants. One customer ordered one cup of tea, but got nine cups instead. And another ordered ice cream and got ketchup and butter. Tasty. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit Staples. Staples.com/print for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Differing Wisconsin perspectives as the U.S. Supreme Court reverses a federal ban on bump stocks, Rob Kovac is president of NRA affiliate Wisconsin Firearm Owners.
We certainly just support the court's ruling that laws regulating lawfully purchased firearm accessories need to come from Congress and not from unelected bureaucrats.
Tyler Kelly is communications fellow with Wisconsin Anti-Violence Education Fund.
There's been 47 mass shootings since 2020, while bump stocks have been banned, and we don't know how many more lives could have been lost if any of those 47 shooters had access to a bump stock.
The court's conservative majority ruled Friday the federal government overstepped in banning the accessory, which allows automatic fire from semi-automatic rifles. No one was injured after an airplane crashed in Sheboygan County Sunday afternoon. According to the sheriff's office there, three people were on the single-engine plane that crashed in a field near the Sheboygan County Memorial Airport in the town of Sheboygan Falls. A preliminary investigation found the plane had an engine malfunction, which required an emergency landing. Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the crash. Catholic bishops apologize for the church's role in operating Indian boarding schools.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops on Friday approved a document which cites a history of trauma inflicted on Native Americans. Most of the 11 Native American schools located in Wisconsin were operated by the federal government, but all such schools sought to instill Christian values while discouraging and in many cases punishing use of native languages and cultural practices. Generations of children were removed from their families to be forcibly assimilated into white culture at residential schools. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA Award winner Lee Bryce on the Riding Cougars main stage. Are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, chance of a storm with lows around 74. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, windy with a high near 88. For Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, 75. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday, showers and storms in 82.
It's 60 at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
House is on recess this week, but the Senate is in session, well, at least for the next 2 days. We're trying to figure out the odds of Senate passage of its version of the Farm Bill. And it's Monday morning. That means it's time to check in on the used machinery market with Machinery Pete.
Live from the opening curtain via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. Then it's Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX, I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much, and yeah, welcome buddy. To AgriTalk.
Ow.
I'm Chip. That's Davis. And It is another week. It's a crazy week. Crazy week coming up
already?
Here. Yeah.
Oh, coming up.
Already.
Okay.
Just in the planning process, trying to figure it all out. Because, you know, we got a holiday coming up in the middle of the week. It's Juneteenth.
Dude, I forgot all about that, brother.
Yeah, it's coming up in the middle of the week. The markets will be closed on Wednesday. Wednesday, Big Apple Joe and I will be traveling to Stillwater, Oklahoma. We've got a Trust and Beef Ranchers Tour, our second stop on the Ranchers Tour lineup.
Well, that'll be fun.
Coming up in Stillwater on Thursday this week. So,
Yeah, that sounds great.
Big stuff.
Big week.
It should be awesome.
I think you're right. Yeah. What am I going to do on Wednesday? What do I do?
You host shows on Wednesday.
Okay, that sounds about right. That sounds right.
Oh, I love it. Hey, big congratulations to Ryan Blaney. He won the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol.
All right.
A couple of other finishers, Ross Chastain in that good-looking number one car finished 11. If you know, you know why that's a popular car in Iowa. And Austin Dillon, who we talked with on Friday, he got a top 20 finish, drove the three car to a 19th place finish in Newton, Iowa. So there you go. It's a great race. It seems like it was very popular, came off very, very strong. And I think from what I can tell, the drivers like the track. It's not perfect. I get that. But the drivers like the track because it's a test. It's a test of their skills. So really good
Iowa
stuff.
Iowa Corn 350 over the weekend. Good stuff.
That's right. All right, man, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Well, I got a lot on the weather here. This is from the National Weather Service. Heavy rain and severe thunderstorms are possible today across the north central plains, shifting north into the northern plains and northern Minnesota late tonight into Tuesday. Heavy rain and severe thunderstorms shift further south from the central plains to the upper Midwest Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. A heat wave will expand from the central plains across the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and northeast today and remain across the northeast through midweek. Heavy rain threat emerging along the central Gulf Coast today, followed by an increasing heavy rain threat toward the Texas Gulf Coast later Tuesday and especially Wednesday. And on top of that, late season wet snow will persist across the high elevations of the Northern Rockies for the next few days. Here also on the weather, nearly 200 high temperature records could be tied or broken this week, Chip, as a severe heat wave impacts the Midwest and Northeast.
We'll talk with Brett more about what's coming up with the weather here in just a couple of minutes.
Well, cash cattle prices firmed last week as strengthening wholesale beef prices supported packer margins. Retailers should have the bulk of their features purchased for the 4th of July, so traders will closely monitor beef movement for signs of a short-term top. Meanwhile, the CME Lean Hog Index is down 14 cents to 91.44. That's of June 13, keeping prices in a tight range in the low $90 area for the past 2 months.
Yeah, that beef market last week was pretty phenomenal, and it brought on that cash market. We'll see if there's any follow-through to a new all-time high in the cash trade that we saw last week.
Yep. Well, Brent crude oil futures rose 4% to $82.62 on Friday, one of the best weekly gains in months as gasoline and diesel markets strengthened. U.S. crude oil futures settled Friday at $78.45 per barrel. That's up 3.9% on the week. Crude prices could rise a bit over the next 100 days as seasonal demand picks up and refineries begin drawing down inventories. This, according to Tom Kloza, global head of energy analysis at Opus.
Travel is huge this summer, and we anticipated that it was going to be a big travel summer, but the second busiest day ever at the airports happened like in the last 2-3 days.
Yep.
It's just phenomenal, the amount of traveling that's happening.
Indeed. Well, the Biden administration is reportedly prepared to release more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to prevent a rise in gas prices this summer as the White House strives to manage inflation ahead of the November 5 election. Payroll gains continued in May, but the increases over the past 2 months have slowed, and jobless claims showed a surprising spike so far in June. Dr. Vince Malanga says recent job growth has been tilted toward part-timers as opposed to full-timers, with the sectors of government, healthcare, and leisure only showing gains. Household survey employment data actually declined in May to a level below that of March. China has launched an anti-dumping investigation into certain pork products imported from the European Union. This action follows the EU's recent decision to impose tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. That's effective from July 4. Chip, some more tit for trade zone here. Now it's the EU.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's exactly what's going on, Davis. It's China is picking fights. You know, I shouldn't say they're picking fights. I mean, they're participating in fights is what they're doing.
Yes.
Because there's lots of trade conflict out there right now. All right, thanks, buddy. Let's bring in Brett. It's Brett. It's always Brett Waltz from BAMWX.com. I was looking at my notes and got myself confused on a Monday morning. Sorry, Brett. How you doing, buddy?
You're good. You're good. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing just fine. Just fine. All right. Kind of a wet start to the week in the upper Midwest, huh?
Yeah, going to be very active, as I think you all alluded to earlier. A couple of severe weather chances the next few days. The next 5 days in general across much of Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, eastern Nebraska, a lot of areas picking up 1 to 3 inches of rain, locally higher total than some of those severe thunderstorms that can develop. Just very active over the next several days, kind of continuing the theme of a lot of the spring.
Yeah, this heat, dude, Davis said it. It's already 76, 77 degrees here in northeast Iowa. We're heading for the 90s and the potential for some record high temps to be set this week.
Yeah, multiple days of it. I was just looking at our temperature here. We're already 87 here in Indianapolis this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just going to be brutal. The heat indices, too, are going to be up near the 100s. But really, especially starting tomorrow from Ohio all the way up to Maine, record-breaking heat from Tuesday all the way through the end of Friday. No real relief in sight until later this week and into early next week.
Any change in these trends in the second half of the month?
You know, I think the end of June we could have a little bit of a relax, but I think it's probably very short-lived because very end of June, but especially in July, I think maybe an even bigger heat wave and maybe a little bit further west, more into the Corn Belt possible into July.
Wow. All right. Good stuff, Brett. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thanks, Chip.
All right. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. What is the status of the farm bill in the Senate Ag Committee? We'll find out from Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa coming up next here on AgriTalk.
Farming is unlike any other job in the world. It takes years of experience to really walk the walk. Same goes for your financial partner, which is why choosing FBN Finance makes so much sense. FBN Finance was created by farmers to help you become even more competitive with flexible terms, rates, and instant approvals up to $2.5 million for qualified applicants. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory-installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Clory.
Monday, Monday.
Yeah, so welcome to AgriTalk on this Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a short week for, well, the House is off this week, and the Senate is in session for at least the first 2 days. There might be a little bit of action after the federal holiday, Juneteenth on Wednesday. And Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa is our guest right now. We're going to learn what's going on this week in the Senate. Senator Grassley, welcome back to AgriTalk.
I think just nominations.
Okay.
Schumer doesn't run the Senate to pass legislation. So we spend most of our time approving nominations.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's wrong with Congress legislating, but evidently he thinks there's something wrong with it.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're going to come back to that here in just a moment. First, how are the crops looking on the Grassley farm?
Pretty darn good. We got 1 2/10 inches of rain Sunday morning, and so that fixes us for maybe another week or two. If we didn't get any rain until the middle of July at pollination, I think that would get us by, but we need rain during that period of time. And then for beans, we need a lot of rain during August.
Yep.
But otherwise, they're looking pretty good.
Good deal. Good deal. So let's get back to this legislating. What are the odds that the Senate is going to take up the farm bill this year?
I think zero, but I'm not going to give up hope. But as time goes on, there's only a few legislative days between now and the August break. And then during September, there's just a few legislative breaks. We have 2 weeks off for the national conventions, then the summer break, and then not much happening during the month of October.
Okay.
And if anybody wonders how that happens, it's pretty clear that Senator Schumer runs the United States Senate, and he sets the calendar at the beginning of the year. Yeah. And I just described to you the calendar that the Democrat leader set, not the Republicans.
Yep, I got you. I hear the message loud and clear there, Senator, no doubt. The Ag Committee ranking member Bozeman last week released the Senate GOP framework for the farm bill. Could that force Chairman Stabenow's hand to bring a bill for consideration in the committee?
Well, they would have to take her framework, and I think she's got some text out, and the Bozeman framework, and they'd have to sit down and work out their differences if you'd expect to get a bill to come to the United States Senate. And I don't know whether they're doing that even at the staff level, but I don't have any reason to think that they're negotiating at all. And the extent to which sometimes leaders of committees negotiate, but it's not necessarily in good faith, but I think we have the absence of negotiations. I would compliment Bozeman, because he has put out a Republican framework that does what most of us want to do. We say it this way, put more farm in the farm bill, which basically means that we need some reflection on inflation since the 2018 farm bill in interest, diesel, feed, seed, fertilizer, and chemicals. And the Bozeman framework represents that. I think that to be fair to Stabenow, she's come out with some improvement in those areas, but I think that paying for it is a difficult situation. I think maybe Republicans would have some way of paying for it different than what she would want.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. Some of the analysis on the overpayments that have happened, and it's not just for the SNAP program; it's for the crop insurance program as well. Why is that? Why is ending those overpayments and getting rid of some of the fraud in those two programs? Why isn't that a higher priority, Senator?
Well, let's say maybe it's not a high enough priority, but it's my understanding about 5% of all the requests for help under the crop insurance program are monitored and audited, about 5%. Okay. Now, maybe that's not a high enough percentage. I don't know. But if people know that they could possibly be audited, it ought to discourage cheating, just like on the income tax.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's a lot of extra money that's being spent, and I think we'd like to see that pulled back in or controlled a bit better. The accountability on this is getting away from us, and I think people are tired of it.
There's a bill I got passed about 40 years ago, 38 years ago, called the False Claims Act, that if people know of fraud of taxpayers' money and they report it and the people are found guilty, then you get a percentage of what you report.
Right. Right. Yeah, it makes sense. It's something. Okay, so the differences between the Democrat bill and the GOP bill in the House, the framework out of the Senate, you said you didn't think that there was a lot of negotiation happening. Is it? Are these differences even negotiable?
Yeah, I think everything's negotiable when it comes to Congress. You start at the extremes and you have to find center ground. Now, you don't necessarily have to do that in the House of Representatives because if the majority sticks together, they could ignore the minority. But in the United States Senate, when it takes 60 votes to stop debate or you never get to finality, you got to have some bipartisanship.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. That's right. Okay. This question came in from listeners. When they heard that you were going to be on, they want to know what the status of the relationship between former President Trump and the GOP leadership is. Is it a team that can work together for this year's elections was by far the most common question that came in. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, if you want to go by a meeting that I attended, that probably 90% of the Republicans, I think except for three or four Republicans that maybe had alternative meetings they had to go to. Mm-hmm. We had an hour and a half meeting with Trump, and there wasn't one bit of dissension expressed at that meeting. So based upon that meeting, I'd have to say that we're all on the same page. And then Trump held a news conference afterwards and spoke about the unity. And I think that the mere fact that you see Biden, without enforcing the laws at the border, we have an open border. 8 to 10 million people have illegally entered our country because you can't come to America without our permission. And then the inflation we have, and the cost of living, it seems to me, most everybody understands you can't have four more years of that. And then his age and deteriorating, health issues. With the fact that Kamala Harris could become president of the United States, some people would say that is even worse than Biden being president. Mm-hmm. So that brings unanimity, maybe not unanimous feeling, but great unanimity among Republicans.
Okay, all right, yeah. The other thing that I get from listeners all the time that they want me to ask you about is the southern border. Americans want that secure border. It's not secure. What can or should be done to secure the border? Is there a plan, or is it a problem that even there's a big enough effort to fix it?
Well, Congress made this decision before I came to Congress. So, you know, that's been a long, long time ago.
Long time ago, yeah.
So it's illegal to enter a country. You're asking a congressman about enforcing the law. We make the law. We don't enforce it. The president enforces it, and he's not enforcing it. So the only way you get the law enforced is to change presidents and we'll get the, if we elect a president that wants to make sure you can't come to this country without our permission, we'll finish building the wall. We'll put more border patrol on. We may even put National Guard people at the border to help out.
Yep.
We can shut the border down if the president wants to shut it down.
Yep. Yep. Senator, those are the answers, or those are the questions that a lot of listeners have gotten. I know they like those answers. Sir, thank you so much. Be safe, and we will talk to you again soon.
Goodbye.
You bet. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. We've got Machinery Pete coming up next here on AgriTalk.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk down 42 to 2025, August down 30 to 2084, September down 28 to 2046, October down 12 at 1998. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower. Now, this isn't necessarily weakness overtaking the market following last week's support seen fundamentally in sales across the countryside, but traders are hoping to find that same level of support here this week fundamentally from the market. Hog markets mostly higher as technical support in the hog markets continues to hold, and the technical buying continues to support the markets, along with hopefulness in increasing consumer demand. June live cattle still up 32 cents to 187.15. August feeder cattle down $1.02 to 260.95. July hogs up $1.37 to 95.02. Corn, soybeans, and wheat moving up mostly lower. While the weather is the primary price driver in the market, it's too wet in the northwestern belt, too dry and warm in the southern and eastern belt. Traders aren't worried. They're looking at the longer-term forecast, and what they see is some improved weather next week and show no interest in buying. The commodity funds have been aggressively selling. New crop corn down 7.5 to 462 and 3/4. New crop beans down 18.25 to 1131.5. July wheat down 20 and 3/4 to 592. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Huh?
Machine Repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on this Monday morning. That means it's time for an update from Machine Repeat. Greg Peterson. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well, Chip. How are you doing?
Doing real fine. Happy Father's Day, man.
Yeah, back at you, buddy. It's a great day to celebrate our fathers and grandfathers and our kids being, moms and dads, and it's great day.
Yep, that's right. It was a really good day because I got to do a lot of fishing this weekend with the grandkids.
And were they biting?
That was fun. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not like we're going to make a meal out of those little bluegill, but they were still keeping the poles jiggling. That was fun.
Hey, bluegill action. That's good stuff, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. Before we find out where you're going this week, let's hit me with the pick of the week. What do you got?
Pick of the week. The pace of record prices, of course, is kind of evaporated here of late, for the most part, compared to what we had the past 3 years. But we did have a record set last Wednesday. If folks follow me on social, they probably saw it. But out of Pocahontas, Iowa, the Sale Barn Realty and Auction, great crew over there. Our guys do a great job. Rick and the team there. They had a consignment sale, and there was a tractor off a local estate from Webb, Iowa. It was a tractor that belonged to Charles Anderson, who passed away last November. And Charles' son, Matt, dropped me a note, and he said, Pete, this was Dad's, one of his favorite tractors. It was a Case IH 8930 two-wheel drive, which don't see a ton of those two-wheel drive 8930s, but this one was low hours, 3,290 hours, second owner. And again, off the estate there, it went for $72,500. The previous high auction price that I'd ever seen on 8930 Magnum was $65,500. That was on St. Paddy's Day 2 years ago in Lenox, Iowa. It went 7,000 over. So I thought we posted a little video and did a little shout-out to, Charles. Really loved his red tractors, took great care of them. His son Matt told me that shortly before he passed, he had an 8940 a mechanical front that he sold privately for $100,000. So Charles had nice tractors, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So where are you headed today?
I am not quite halfway to Ada, Minnesota. It's about a 5-hour pull from Rochester, but I'm heading up. Actually filming online retirement auction for a TV show sold by one of the greatest auction companies in North America, the Steffes Group. The sale is actually a week from today, Monday, June 24th. It's for the Ramstad brothers. Gordon and Glenn are retiring up there in Ada. And holy smokes, do they got nice equipment. Green stuff. So, folks, if you like green tractors, go to Steffes Group. Check it out. Sales next Monday. But just a couple highlights. They got an 88 model John Deere 8850 four-wheel drive with a Kinsey conversion. I think only 390 hours on the new Kinsey Cummins Repower. 1,000 PTO. It's got John Deere Auto Track duals 90%. I mean, it is just a bad-looking dude. that's going to be fun. They got a pair of John Deere 9630 T-Track tractors, really sharp. Then a few other beauties, an 08 John Deere 8130, only under 2,100 hours of one owner.
Wow.
4440 fans, they got an 81 model power shift, 5,574 hours. That'll be a hot one. And then 4020 fans, they got a 64, first year they were made. Open station with ROPS, diesel, 9,962 hours. A 4010 high crop, 61 model. And then the truck. Where's that truck I was going to tell you about? It's a 96 model Ford Aeromax 9000, 139,000 miles on it, owned it for the last almost 30 years, so or 25 plus. Well, it's going to be fun. We're going to be interviewing them, and that'll be on the TV show in a in a couple months.
Awesome.
Here, so it'll be fun up there.
Awesome. That'll be a fun one. And no doubt about it. Well, and you were over in Ann Arbor, Michigan last week, right?
Yeah, we were in Ann Arbor, Michigan. There's a sale next Wednesday, June 26th, by Sheridan Realty and Auction. It's a retirement sale for the brothers Bruce and Ken. Gosh, their last name, I'm trying to remember. Awesome guys. We filmed, again, for the TV show. These online auctions are kind of interesting. Doing TV for, like, I don't know, 17 years now, and you know, it used to be all in-person auctions, and of course, so much of it's online now. Now we go interview the people beforehand and get up close, which is kind of fun. You know, you can hear, hey, Chip, tell me about your combine, your tractor, your planter. And then we, of course, drop in the sale price. We'll show you what it's sold for. But that was red stuff, mostly red stuff over in Ann Arbor. Although the planter, my goodness, 22 model Kinsey 4705, 36 row 20 inch, 1,532 acres. That one's going to be interesting because I've only ever seen one sold, and they're almost $500K new.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the late model planter market is on that one.
Yeah.
But all beautiful pre-def stuff on that sale. And Ken and Bruce, they were Judkins is the last name.
Okay.
Interesting, we spent some time with them, Chip, and Ken was telling me about their late father. Was one of the first Deutz dealers in the U.S. They got a couple of Deutz tractors on the auction. But then also, he was just a progressive dude. And Ken told me dad bought 2,500 acres in Alaska when they were building the Alaska pipeline.
Yeah.
And I guess the state, I don't know, the state of the feds or whoever, were like, man, we got to develop some ag along this stretch. But basically, they, you know, paid, and then they'd pay you back in a few years. They had to clear 2,500 acres of pine trees and scrub ground in Alaska in the mid-70s while he owns a farm in Michigan. And I was like, Ken, your dad, what made him do that? And he just said, well, you know, dad was a can-do guy. And his brother Bruce told me that he was one of the first guys to put a GPS, you know, unit up on top of the machine shed. He goes, we're going to need that.
Yeah.
But when it came out and people were like, that's a bunch of hooey. And he's like, no, we're going to need that. But anyway, the sale's next Wednesday. Really nice equipment. It was fun to hang out with Ken and Bruce last week.
I think that was a fair question, though. Ask him, what in the world was he thinking? clear that.
Well, what was interesting... Well, you know, we're talking about Father's Day and fathers knowing their sons. So Ken is 66. He's retiring. He's in great health. Awesome guy. Fun to visit with.
Okay.
Loves to travel. Traveled the world. Been to Alaska six times.
Nice.
And I said, Ken, when you retire, what are you going to do? He goes, well, first thing, I'm going back to Alaska.
Yeah.
So we talked about that and, of course, the fishing and all that. But and then he tells me his dad bought this land in the 70s. And he said, Greg, you know, my dad wouldn't let me go back then. And I was like, really? And he said, if I let you go to Alaska, son, you'll never come back.
You'll never come back.
It's beautiful. I know you. You're going to love it. And Ken, now 66, says, you know, Greg, dad was right. And so fathers knowing their sons. I thought that was pretty good.
That is awesome. That is really knowing. Yes. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg, talk to me. Give me your impressions on what's going on in the new market, because we've got these layoffs happening at Deere. It looks like there's some coming at CNH.
Yeah.
What's your take?
Well, it was interesting. I traveled last week to Michigan for that auction, and then I went to New York City, did some stuff out there, worked, and one of my Twitter friends posted a link about these layoffs with Deere, and you know, I'm no expert on them, but there were some Reddit links, reddit.com and LinkedIn, and I mean, you can see the these layoffs are deep and wide. And, you know, I, at the top of this, as the market was changing, you know, I just kind of said from my vantage point, I think manufacturers will definitely want to hold on to as much pricing power as they can. And it apparently that is, I mean, even more true than I thought. I think combined with the fact that on the dealer front, you know, all dealers remember 10 years ago when the market turned and they were stuck with way too much late model, and they kind of took an oath, a blood oath at the time, and basically like, we're not going to let that happen again.
Right.
So their focus now, I mean, is squarely on moving late model used. We're going to see a lot of outdoor auction this summer, you know, and it's just, it's for smart folks. But at the manufacturer level, on the one hand, I just want to say to the people that are involved with these layoffs, that even if you aren't laid off, but, you know, a bunch of people around you, we feel for you. And I think all of farm country is with you. And these are a lot of farm families.
Yep.
So it's
That's right.
tough. I mean, it's really tough. But I think at the core of it, you know, the manufacturer, you know, they're just, whether they're going too far or not, that's not for me to say. But, you know, they're just trying to retain pricing power because this new stuff is expensive. And it's all an ecosystem. And then, again, there's a lot of pain right now, and we just feel for those folks involved in these layoffs.
Yep, and there will be an impact on the market. What exactly that impact is going to be is difficult to predict at this point, but you're going to be there to document it. And we're going to be pulling in your perspectives.
The other thing, and beyond just the pricing, what I'm interested in, Chip, is where all this talent goes. Engineering talent, because the ag space is wide, so there's going to be a lot of talented people available. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Darn right. Darn right. Good stuff, Greg. Thanks, buddy. Travel safe.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll catch you next week, Chip.
You bet. That's Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. All right, Davis and I will be right back to wrap up this week's first hour of AgriTalk.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Soil, so it's like it's a part of you. We're doing conservation programs through the USDA. We've been doing no-till, nutrient management, and we do cover crops on the no-till stuff. These practices are really paying off. Our sugar beets have gone from 18 ton to we're pushing 35 to 40 ton now. When it all boils down to it, these USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America. You're squawking over $20 billion. It's investment into the future for everybody.
John Burke is the owner of Burke Family Farms, Bay City, Michigan. John, tell me about how you use USDA conservation programs at your farm.
Well, over the years, we've been in numerous different programs, from the Conservation Security Program to the EQIP programs. We even had some local watershed programs. You know, we started reducing our tillage 30 years ago. So, you know, it was kind of an expensive process back then. So it was really nice to have some funding there from the USDA to kind of help cover some of them costs.
Absolutely. So staying consistent in the conservation effort is important in your practice, right?
Right. To stay in it consistently, it's very expensive. So, you know, a lot of farmers will jump in and out of these programs because, you know, they get funding for a year or two and the funding disappears. So they really don't see a big benefit in a couple of years of cover cropping. You know, it takes 4, 5, 6 years sometimes before you see a huge benefit.
What is the status of that funding that's available through the IRA and other conservation programs? Is that funding in danger now?
From what I understand, yes, it is. If you worry about climate change, this is how we protect the climate, is by sequestering that carbon. We can do that very easily with no-till and cover crop. And if we stay in business, we can protect the climate. We can provide food at a cheaper price, because if the farmers are not here in the U.S., what's our alternatives for food? You have to go across the pond somewhere and buy it.
Right. Food security is national security. That is John Burke, Burke Family Farms in Bay City, Michigan.
The Dirt with me, Mike Howell, an economics podcast where I present the down and dirty agronomic science to help grow crops and bottom lines. Inspired by economics.com, farming's go-to informational resource, I'm here to break down the latest crop nutrition research, news, and issues, helping farmers make better business decisions through actionable insights. Let's dig in.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal Davis Michelson here with you on your Monday morning. Thank you so much for taking some time to tune in today. Chip Flory's here as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Some good conversations. I don't know. Let me just throw this out there. We can go as far or as near as you want on this. I don't think Senator Grassley thinks there's going to be a farm bill passed this year.
No. No.
I mean,
low odds.
Real. Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to say zero, and he wanted to say it with conviction. And
see, that's what I felt, too. He wanted to say zero.
And I think he's wanting to, you know, hold out some hope that somehow, some way, they could still get to this farm bill. But Wiesmeyer has got some interesting perspective on that in his columns today.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there has been progress made, okay, because, I mean, the House committee has passed its bill. It's ready to go to the Senate or to the House floor.
Yep.
We've got some text from Chairwoman Stabenow in the Senate. We got the GOP framework. Normally when that happens, you start getting together and say, listen, this is where we're different. How can we mm-hmm. mesh up and close the gap on those differences? Instead,
yeah,
what Jim is saying is that even with the progress made, it seems like we're further from mm-hmm. an actual vote in the Senate, in particular, on this farm bill, because he's saying that there's no way that Stabenow can get enough votes to support her mm-hmm. bill to pass it. So,
well, and now there's this also from Jim's commentary. The Humane Society of the U.S. criticized USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack for supporting the pork industry's efforts to override California's Proposition 12. The controversy has extended to the farm bill. Nothing like muddy in the waters when we're almost not there, Chip. The Humane Society steps in. They're going to fight for Prop 12, buddy.
Yeah, they step in and offer up the proof that Prop 12 is not about space for pigs. It's about ending animal agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. here, this also from news we didn't quite get to. Let me just bounce this off to you.
Yeah.
According to Bloomberg, flooding in Brazil will have long-lasting impacts. The historic weather has already hurt the season's soybean harvest. Saturated soils will make it harder for farmers in Brazil to plant crops, including rice and wheat for the next season. Rice, we're already, I think, globally in a tight spot. Now we got wheat here. Could this bleed into corn and soybean production as well for the Brazilian farmer?
They always seem to find a way to grow more. They always seem to find a way to expand their acres. I wouldn't count on anything less.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's the bottom line on Brazil. And it's not that they are overwhelming the world with supply, but they are providing an adequate, more than adequate supply, and it's a weight on the markets. And they will fix the rice problems. If there are problems, they will fix the rice problems by producing more. They'll figure it out. They always do.
Yep. Well, and it's interesting last week, too, on the talk of demand, you know, those 1,000 paper cuts to U.S. export demand. China's setting up some huge, massive port in Peru now. And Peru's comment was, well, if the U.S. wants to get in on the global trade game, they need to, you know, show up.
Yeah.
Do something. You know, and sourcing these commodities is really becoming a concern for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it should be. It should be a concern for all producers there are benefits to the trade missions because you get you get into the very specifics of what that country is looking for and what that country wants. Mm-hmm. The problem is I don't care which country you're talking about with a trade mission. It's a positive, but it's not a big scale positive. If you get into the big multi-nation trade negotiations, you know, that honestly take years to complete, I get that. But at the end, when they are completed, you know what the trade rules are for multiple nations, and you can go about building the demand and identifying what the opportunities are within that agreement going forward. We're talking about a lot of baby steps with trade missions. I'm sorry, that's what it is.
It's true. It's
we're not taking any giant leaps.
I'm going to switch gears and leap over into a different line here, quick, because Machinery Pete said something that referenced back to a conversation I had with my wife, and we were talking about technological developments on the modern farm. I'm talking about row crop developments. We were talking about self-driving tractors and, you know, auto steer and all that sort of stuff. She was blown away. And you know what her comment was? Well, there's some real opportunities there for some farm kids who love video games or computers. You want to, you know, the whole Silicon Valley and the internet thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a wave of tech, and it's, you know, still ongoing or whatever. Ag has its own wave of tech going on, and it seems so silly that I didn't really think about it before, but Pete brought it up too. We got to pull talent into ag tech. This is a field that is ripe for growth. I know a lot of kids just graduated high school, so I'm just thinking about it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, I like it. I
ag
like
tech,
it.
Baby. Yeah.
Ag tech is first wave. It's a proving ground.
Yes.
It is absolutely a proven ground. If you've got an idea for technology that might have a practical application out there, they go to agriculture first. They go to farming first and say, prove it.
Yep.
Does this work?
Yep.
And ag tech has proven it many times that, yes, it does work and can work. All right. Yep. Hey, thank you for listening this morning. Come back this afternoon. We got Carl Setzer from Consys right here on AgriTalk.
Down, country sound, FM on the radio.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good. but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.